natural.
Jeez, bro.
Welcome to the first DNA podcast. The podcast you can listen to, hell, anywhere. On your way to work, on the toilet, having sex, wherever.
Wherever,
man.
Man, you balling out.
It's me and my buddy. I'm myself. It's me. My name's David, and this is my buddy.
Kyle.
I don't know Kyle's last name.
It don't matter. We're going first names only. Yeah? No name, no case.
My name is Sal Volcano.
My name's
doesn't
Sal.
Doesn't he have his own... He's a podcast, doesn't he?
Who, Sal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and... what is his name?
I don't know his name.
I know. He's got a good podcast, though. Like Hey Babes, I think.
I remember the one where they were getting a heated conversation over grilled...
Tupperware, was it?
Was it Tupperware or grilled cheese?
Probably both. I know.
Oh, if you put, like, ketchup on a grilled cheese...
It's good.
Well, it depends.
But yeah, I put ketchup in mac and cheese.
I put syrup in mac and cheese. You ever go?
Why not?
Old Country Buffet, and you throw some
syrup. Old Country Buffet.
Old Country Buffet.
Got it bussin', bro. Okay, so I had to think of a couple questions, and I don't know why I couldn't. So I was about to fall asleep last night, and couldn't for an hour, because I was thinking of shit. And so...
You were thinking. I thought you said you were taking.
I mean, I probably was, sometime.
Some point.
So I have a question for you. Is what was the weirdest work experience you've had so far? Do you want to hear mine, or you want to go first?
I mean, you can start.
I worked for a law firm for a while, and when I started working nights because of school, I had to clean the buildings at nights, and they never told me on Wednesday nights that apparently they have cleaners that come in and clean all the rooms I'm not supposed to go in because it was COVID season.
Okay.
And I'm up there on the third floor of this building taking a massive, I'm taking a massive duke, bro.
Oh, you're pulling a growler.
Oh, yeah, I'm dropping a couple logs in the lake, man.
All right.
And apparently I didn't lock the door. So I am I'm not a stand-in wiper. I'm
hover.
I lean forward and I get back there. I lean forward and wipe.
You'll reach around wipe.
Yeah, basically. Okay. So I'm there, pants all the way down, everything's out. And Miss Man, I hear somebody go, is there anybody in here? So I thought it was my boss. Because I have a couple of them.
Yeah.
I'm okay, he's going to see the lights on, there's nobody in, I'm in here. And he apparently was my boss. It was the two, they're Mexican cleaners, and apparently they spoke no English. So he opens the door, anybody in here? And I'm mid wipe. I go, yeah, man. And he goes, I'm sorry. Everything's out. My package out. My booty out.
My booty.
It's a big turd in the freaking pond, bro.
It's a long.
There's a hole. And they just start cleaning. They didn't realize I was doing anything. So I come out, and he goes, hey. And he goes, hey, man, how you doing? And I'm just like... Good.
Sorry, dude.
Sorry, man. I didn't hear you come up the stairs.
I didn't hear you come in, but stall number three got a surprise.
Stall number three and kind of jamming, bro. You might have to fix that.
Bro, it's coming out the rim.
I was there for a good 15 minutes trying to produce that thing, man.
Jesus Christ.
I was playing Tap Sports Baseball for a while.
Yo, I wish 45 minutes at most.
I could have finished a Fortnite game in that pool, my guy. Okay, so what was your weirdest, work experience?
What was it?
Where were you working at, though?
I probably can't say that.
Well,
a repacking facility.
I say, you can say
a repacking facility.
You can say what kind of companies. We'll don't say the that. Name.
Well, if I say the name,
I'm going to get sued.
Sued and would die.
No. The Amazon Mafia.
You just said it!
Well, if it's Amazon, they don't care.
If I'm sitting here talking about going through people's packages, then it's going to be like...
Jerome Gates isn't going to care.
Jerome Gates. No.
My man Bill.
I work in the section where you repack stuff. So either way.
Buff the stuff at Gates.
Buff the stuff. Yeah.
Buff the
either
stuff
way.
Bad Will. Jesus Christ. A wrestler.
Oh, the Big Well from Robots.
You can't get through the gates. You can't get through the gates. Why? Because Mr. Big Well's not on there.
He's in the trash.
You want to go in? We'll go on in. Well, you know why? Because Mr. Big Well's not in there.
Oh, you're close. You're close.
No. You're close. Come on, you can do it.
You're fine.
Nobody doesn't he flick him? He's like, I don't like you. Bow.
I think he launches them out. Boom.
Back. Yeah, doesn't it was what was the red robot? I'm thinking of the red. When I think of robot, all I think is Bender from Futurama.
I'm pretty sure it's close. I love the fact that
is it Fender?
Probably
something like that. I remember he was dressed up like a girl,
as a woman.
Yeah, and he was like, and the little dude started hitting on him, and he freaking smacked him.
And with the purse.
Yeah, he backhanded him or something like that. All right, get on with your story. We should call this the ADHD podcast.
Jesus Christ! I mean, it works, man.
Two meth heads start talking.
So there's this concept.
So man, big brain coming out right now. There's a concept.
Oh, you want to hear this pyramid scheme? Get a pyramid scheme for this podcast, bro.
That rhymes.
Pyramid podcast,
dude. Quit rapping.
Dropping fat bars.
Dropping fat bars like Dr. Seuss.
I watched a video about that movie. Like,
I love that movie. It was stupid.
It's terrible.
Do you remember? Like, they made a video of like the most adult parts of that movie. He goes, "Son of a."
I love the dirty hoe one. And it picks up the gardening hoe.
He goes, "This hoe is dirty. It's still usable, but it's still dirty."
He like kicks it up with his foot. And he's just like, "Oh."
And he's like, "Oh, hey there, baby. Oh yeah, I forgot. You're a hoe."
He got bean coming in going boom. Missed all the light of God.
I gotta admit though, their mom was a MILF. What? Darn. Bro, if there's anything we're talking about MILF, bro, it's Aunt Fanny from the Robots movie, bro. She had a whole dump truck.
Aunt Fanny was the dump truck. No, ain't it? Big Well himself.
Bro, Big Well was trying to smash Aunt Fanny. Quite a pair of balls.
Big Well said, upgrade.
What? My mom's calling. Okay, Kyle, you start telling your story.
Alright.
I'm trying to fart in the mic while I'm
walking out. Please don't.
Please excuse me, I'll be right back. Kyle's gonna keep going with the podcast. Yeah, Mom?
Okay. So, I'm working. Sorry, let me get comfortable with the mic. There we go. We got this little tiny stand for it. Just get you real nice and close. I'm working at this repack area, this repack section. And it's like relatively close to like one of the first things I got to repack. It's one of my earliest memories there. And this box busts open. Looks like a hockey stick lengthwise, you know, just a big old box, you know, spread wingspan level box. And I open this thing. It's a plastic bag and something that looks like a baseball bat. So they got it like marked up with this little nice sticker. And you look down at the sticker and it goes XXL double ended dodo. Sheesh, bro. This thing was bowling how big it was. And it's just like, oh my God. It's different seeing it in person or having it where it's just like, oh, I see the heft. I see the size. And you're just like, how does this happen? Or like, how does this work? It's too much. But like, good on them. Because there's like a bunch of stuff that comes through there. A heck of a lot of stuff. And like, you get kind, if you're a kind of nosy person, it works, you know. You get interested. But like, either way, if it breaks, we gotta go through it anyway and salvage it. But it's just like, oh my God. The amount of stuff that comes through, it's like either something like that or it's completely mundane. And you're like, why do you buy it? You know, don't buy detergent off of Amazon. Or like, any delivery service that's in the mail. That is my one niche about it. Don't know why they do it, but every day it just busts. There is one busted container of detergent. I don't understand why. And it's like it gets on everything. It completely fills it. I could fill a baby pool full of that detergent. And that comes through there. It is too much. Oh, he's back. Bro, don't die.
Sorry.
Oh my god.
Smoking too many menthols.
My backwoods coming through.
My backwoods coming through, man.
Backwoods coming through. Jesus Christ. Bro, don't fall. You got too much in here.
Yeah.
I feel like that one dude where it's like,
Jimmy?
Change my mind.
Change my mind, you got too much shit in here.
Bro.
Jimmy's mom.
Room's boiling too much. Change my mind.
Bro, yo, okay. I got a new topic. Did you tell your story?
I told the story.
Was it good?
I imagine.
I have to listen to it later.
Okay. I also told him don't buy detergent. The amount of detergent that gets broken is outrageous. That is an advisory of just.
Did you eat part of my Dunkaroos?
No, I got my own Dunkaroos.
Then why did they look not as filled as when I left?
Because you ate them and you forgot about it.
Bullshit.
Why would I eat your Dunkaroos?
Come on, Kyle.
I have my own Dunkaroos. I have my own Dunkaroos. I don't need your Dunkaroos.
So I'm going to go top. So as a kid, like, what cartoon girl? Because we all did. What cartoon girl did you have a crush on? Mine was always a mix between Lindsay and Gwen from Total Drama Island. So I was probably like 8 when that show came out. So I was just like full chubbed up about Gwen. Still am.
Aren't we all, bro? Goth emo girl.
Man, you know who people always slept on? Bro, Lashana, bro. Lashana was first part of the BBW clan, bro. She knew how to flex it. She got the string bean. She got string bean Harold. She knew how to use him.
He broke my man.
Bro, I bet you Harold like hung like Johnny Sins.
Actually, he turned into Johnny Sins. Harold run Total Drama Island. What did he use his money on? A successful career
in the porn industry.
He said
Harold created Brazzers.
Harold officially said, "This is the start of something new."
Apparently, my girlfriend's streaming Hungry Shark World in the next
one. Oh wow!
I got that sick, sick attachment at the bottom of my computer. So, Kyle, should we tell them why this podcast, if it sounds like ass, bro, is why?
Bro, you didn't let me tell them.
Well,
who I
sucks to suck, man. He took too long.
Jenny. My life is a teenage robot.
Aw, dude. Oh. You were gonna want to hump a robot?
No, I think it was the voice. I think it was the voice actor.
Bro, my I used to like
that. And then,
dude, the voice actor of Invader Zim, bro.
Him and Gur, just in both your ears.
Remember Johnny Test?
Yes.
Johnny Test had an ugly ass mom.
Yeah.
They did. I'm not mean, dude. Johnny Test's mom kind of feel like she was a Karen, but I bet you her dad, their dad was cool. Especially like their dad be like the one dad who always freaks out. You'd be nice to have a beer with.
He's the dude you sit around at like 2 a.m. listening to the train go by. He's just like, you know, I'm glad you're dating my daughter.
He calls you like, hey man, 1 a.m. bro. Hey man, you wanna go sit in the forest and go watch the campfire?
You up? 2 a.m. from their dad.
2 a.m. Your dad, your girlfriend's dad calls you. Hey man, you dating my daughter? Like 5 in the morning. It's like 3 in the morning. You gotta be at work at like 8 a.m. And the dad calls you. Hey man, you fucking my daughter?
Not even dating.
You guys have never met. This random dad just calls you. Hey man, you fucking my daughter?
So I found your name on like this sticky note.
Found your name on this like brand of thing. It says his name, and it says Calvin. Don't know your last name, but I know your name's Calvin.
Bro, is your last name Klein?
Your last name Klein? Are you Calvin? Is my daughter wearing you? I see her on your ass. I see her on your ass all the time.
What?
Why did you make my daughter a thong?
Roman needs you to stop. Give him my daughter clothes.
That's one of those weird things on TikTok.
Oh, God.
Anyways, I don't know if it's like a true thing. I mean, if girls like it, good for them. I don't know why I'm doing it. And it was this thing, this girl was wearing her boyfriend's, like, boxers. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend wears boxers, I know that.
Yeah.
Because she's not, like, she doesn't like her body. Mm-hmm. No, people don't body shame her. She's just one of the people that doesn't really like it.
Okay. I don't need a Cardi B branded snacks.
Just eat a Cardi B branded snack. Fine, just try it. It's not bad.
I'll eat the wrap snacks. Let me get in here for y'all nice people.
Yeah, man, ASMR podcast.
There we go. There we go.
Oh, I'm freaking wet. I wiped my khakis.
Oh, you wiped it.
Yeah, I wiped my ass.
I thought you said you were wet, and I was just like, bro, that's a personal problem.
If I'm wet right now, you got a problem. So you just hocked up another dick. Dude, when you burp, you know what I really hate in public? Everybody has this problem. When you get that backflow and you burp and it's just like a little throw up comes in your mouth and you don't want to, like, you gotta swallow because you're in public and it's the worst feeling.
And you can't just do the peaceful little spit out the side of your mouth.
I remember my buddy. No cap.
No capping, bro.
I remember my buddy, like, one of the first times he was driving. Mm-hmm. And my other friend was sitting in the back seat, and he spit out the front window, and it hit the other guy in the face. The wind. He said, poof, and then all of a sudden we hear, and it slapped God. Him in the face. It was a beautiful trick shot. I gotta admit, it was.
Oh, man, you should have seen the aim, the arc. It was poof, poof. Sounds like when they shoot ping pong balls.
You like my cool glasses?
What did you even say? Darkness?
Who says princess?
Who says princess?
He was one of Ashley's glasses.
Oh, yes.
So, what's the best birthday present you've ever gotten? Coming from a wealthy family.
It's not wealthy, man. It's middle class.
Okay, I'm in lower class, so I'm just...
Well, the middle class is turning into the lower class. Do you not know that?
No, I know that, Kyle. Just answer the question.
Just answer the question. Probably a dog.
You got a dog for your birthday?
Yeah. Dude, either that or these sick Crocs.
I found a dog one time.
Found a dog?
Yeah, I don't know where it was at, but I found it.
I don't know where I was at. There's a dog.
I don't know where I was at. Where the dog came from. I just found a dog.
I just found a dog.
I saw him on the side of the street yesterday.
Dang.
He was dragging around this little kid.
Bro, we made him Vietnam. Dang, bro.
Isn't that a song, Made in Vietnam?
No.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
All I know about Made in Vietnam is Cold War. World at War. Black Ops.
Dude, World at War. World at War 2. Call of Duty World War 2 had a really good story. The multiplayer was trash, but it had a really good story.
I stopped playing after Advanced Warfare.
And I played World War II for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Until it got boring. I had nobody else to play with.
I didn't mind the exo-zombies.
It was alright.
It was interesting.
What was the one... What was it that had the zombies with the arcade?
That was Black Ops. The Black Ops arcade. And then they redid it in the new one. As like a first person version of it.
No. So it was either Modern Warfare, the remaster one, or it was Black Ops 4. I can't remember which one it was, but I know it was a map and it had a big old arcade in it that you could play games on. And I can't remember which one it was, but yeah.
It was like the 80s?
Yeah.
See, I'm thinking of the actual, like, top-down version.
No, I don't want to know that.
Okay. That was,
Remember Barnyard? Remember the farm? BO2?
Yeah. The one where everyone would go, like, 120 rounds on.
You buy the knuckles?
Mm-hmm. I couldn't make it past 30. Just a terrible at the game.
You just, like, sit by the box and...
Mm-hmm. Either that or you just buy that one gun that's right on the like the walkway out on the top. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, all right, I'm gonna chill right here and sit. You know, I won't say nothing.
I hope y'all can hear this.
The crinkle. I mean, good on them. If they hear the crinkle and they're still like, ah, it's all right. I'll still give it a listen.
It's all right. They're funny.
It's fucking funny. We can listen to it. It's whatever.
Jesus Christ.
Come on.
It sounds like it sounds that one, like it
that,
hurts.
One, that one was better.
That one was better, but it sounded like it hurt.
You know what I'm really excited for?
What?
The freaking Young Gravy concert.
Mm-hmm.
Can't let you go. Oh, I remember there was this concert that these people had, like, the VIP package for. I think it was for freaking Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
This was in, like, Saudi Arabia or something.
Oh, God.
And he showed up 2 hours late to the freaking concert he was supposed to be at. Because he didn't want to stop playing video games on his airplane.
Bro, when you're in the middle of Minecraft, you gotta play Minecraft.
I didn't know in Minecraft, you gotta beat that or you can't quit.
He was in the middle of the Ender Dragon fight. He was like, these Saudi Arabians can wait.
Steve. He was like, they're fighting real dragons out here.
God.
It just fell.
I don't know.
I think it was a cup.
Oh my God. And you hear just a glass shattering in the background. I got so many Discord messages.
Don't popular.
Oh man, I wish. Most popular app was on our D&D server, and even then, I wasn't even welcome.
You know what's funny? Whenever I hear Discord, all I can think is that one, the Discord couples, and it's like one really young girl and one old weird dude.
Oh, one that's like training them or whatever.
Come on, little kitten, I need to train you.
Yeah, whatever it is, we're just like, ah, yes, let me just, not training, there's condition or whatever it is.
You know what I want to show you? Yeah, I really want to show you. I'm sad they can't hear it. Most of them probably know what I'm talking about because most of these people I know are memers.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, have you? You've never seen the monkey saying Joe Biden?
No, I've never seen the monkey saying Joe Biden. I mean, they won't see it, but they can hear it.
Oh yeah, I can hear it.
Yeah. Too many good memes.
There it is. It just keeps playing like different monitors. It's not even, this isn't our video, but this is really funny. It's just a picture of a monkey. This is just as Joe Biden. He's playing different monotone. Donald Trump sings Dance Monkey. That's awesome.
Dance till you're dead.
Dance till you're dead. That's how you should do it. What's funny? You know what's really sad? I get the 10-hour version of that song, and I dance to it for like 30 minutes to get a workout.
Jeez. I don't get how people put on like the 10-hour versions of songs and just let it play.
Freaking stepping on my feet with your big goulashes.
Crocs, bro, get it right.
Your goulashes.
No. I'll send you to the gulag, bro. Nice rip, bro.
That wasn't even a fart.
Dang, bro, you out here vaping how bad of a rip that was.
Well, what I got bedtime, man. I got pills. I got melatonin pills.
Oh, ShopRite melatonin.
What, man? It's only like $18 for this bottle.
$18 for melatonin?
For a full thing of melatonin.
Ah, okay.
I lost another couple months. I got a straw.
It's been a rough couple months.
This bed sucks. This freaking box spring sucks.
Bro, I take my melatonin. Look. I spin my fidget spinner and just let it rip.
Look, put your hand down there. It goes through.
Oh, I see.
There's no, like, brace.
There's nothing. That is air.
So you see why there's such a freaking divot in my bed?
God.
That's where I sleep.
I see.
There's this divot.
Looks like a casket.
It's like a canyon in my bed.
It's a casket.
The Grand Canyon in my bed.
Built-in casket bed.
Yeah, I made that.
I respect
my built-in sleeping pod.
Looks like one of the Japanese things. Individual bed.
You've ever seen the Japanese? I don't know if this is actually like a thing in Japan. You ever seen the thing where it's like little capsules?
Yeah,
the human size. Yeah, the sleeping capsules.
Yeah.
I much want to have one of those in my bedroom, just sleeping in.
I mean, it would save on space.
Probably.
The weirdest thing is the vending machines they got there. I was watching videos of that one time.
You might porn on the vending machine there.
I'm sure you can do that anywhere if you find a good vending machine.
You might have a good person, so you porn on the vending machine.
The best places I would have vending machines.
Best place, man, to go, I'm going to buy porn. Main Street. My amateur from Main Street and the college kids will sell it here. They're on sex tapes.
You said they're homemade.
You know Bella Porch, right? Bella Porch? From TikTok?
I don't watch TikTok. That's the thing.
You really should.
I don't know who to go to. The thing is, I'm in that like weird bracket of like my For You page is still like normie.
My For You page is kind of usually like garbage. Sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it kind of just sucks. That's what sucks about it. Like, I'll be up at like 12 o'clock, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, let me go to bed. Let me just check like my feed on TikTok.
Yeah.
If anything comes up. And then I won't even like some of these things I'm looking at. I'll just scroll through. Like, watch. I'm about to make it garbage. Monster Energy drink Frappuccino. Wait, this is copyright.
Oh no.
Copyright of Big Baby Mama.
Oh my god, Big Mama's house.
Big juicy ass boy. You remember Ricardo?
Yes.
What happened to him?
He died.
Did he really?
Yes, he died.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Since when?
A while ago, I think before the meme popped off. Ricardo Milo's.
He couldn't have died.
He did. He was.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
His thing doesn't say he died.
This, what? I don't believe this.
If he would have died, they wouldn't have been making fun of him.
They weren't making fun of him. They turned this man into a god. I'd have this.
I love how like all of his pictures, he's not wearing anything except for just the cap.
Well, you don't. Oh no, that's him. That's him when he got older.
Wait, what happened to the one I just clicked on?
Yes, the big old flex.
Dang, bro.
Dang, bro.
He's pumped. He is juiced up.
I am sure he is.
I think we're only making so our first podcast is probably gonna only be like 30 minutes.
I don't believe so. I think you just let it rock until it's like absolutely nothing. Oh.
Nah, I think we should just do 30 minutes. So that way we have time to do other things. That, and we want to see what people think of this. Because if people think it sucks, then we'll stop doing it. But if they like it.
If you do it with one, then it's still like, you know. You're gonna get that either way, but it's.
Well, it's gonna suck though. We need to come up with free time. We need to find guests to be on this podcast.
Either free time or you just suck it up and it's like, alright, but.
Second guest was my mom. Get my mom.
Oh my god. We get my mom in here. Nah, bro.
We can record like a Discord call.
Yeah.
That's true. How we do it? That way we can get both our audios. We got like a minute and 10 seconds left. We gotta figure out something to talk about. What's like the biggest fart you ever ripped? Like how long?
About a solid minute.
What the fuck? That's not possible.
Yeah, it is.
How? Dude, your flash lens would hurt.
Yeah, that was the point. It hurt. It wasn't like yes, this is enjoyable. This was, hey, you woke up from 12 hours of sleep and your body was like, bro, we are capped and ready.
One of my friend's dads had he had like a pocket of air. Like where his lung is at.
Oh wait, yeah, I had that with my surgery.
Yeah, he had it for surgery and he had to like push down and apparently said like during surgery you could hear it come out and it was just like
apparently. Well, they filled me up with so much air and they were like, nope, there's nothing you can do, it's going to hurt, and all you can do is pass air.
Well, what sucks is apparently they're like, if you get like a colonoscopy, mm-hmm. you can't leave until apparently you fart after it because it makes sure that your bowels are good. Apparently it's like you rip some good ones out during. Well, people, this has been the first ever DNK podcast. We hope you enjoy. Were citations from David?
Or the ADHD?
The ADD, the AD, no, the ADHD podcast.
Whatever.
I'll call it.
I don't know, man. Wildness.
Two ADHD dumb people.
Make a podcast. I don't know if I have it, man. That's the fun part.
We might. Possibly. I know I do. I got diagnosed with it.
Undiagnosed?
Undiagnosed. I hate when people freaking do that. When you undiagnose yourself with ADHD, I'm like, no, you might be like schizophrenic. Shut your mouth.
Oh, yeah. Me and Billy over in the corner.
Me and Billy over the corner jerking each other off. Be like, hey, man, you got ADHD? Cool. Waka, 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 waka. Just pump on his load.
Looking like the Dunkaroo sauce.
My man's got cream of wheat over here, damn. Okay, we really need to go.
Looking like he was looking at an Aunt Jemima bag.
I'm gonna fill you up like an Aunt Jemima bottle. Okay, we need to stop. Fuck. Okay, this has been the ADHD podcast. Citations from David and Carl. Carl's over there choking on his Dunkaroos. Goodbye, people.